100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. Not dead yet, so let's keep going. When I say let's, I mean it's a group effort, because we're listening to the weekly challenge here. I post the topic, you come up with the stories, and we got quite a few stories in. What was the topic? Oh, yeah, bus. Bus was the topic. And we got them from Jeffrey, Muncie, Charlie, Richard, Lizzie, Tom, Serendipity, John DeClis, Norval Joe, Tura, and Planet Z. Let's go ahead and listen. I don't know what else to say. Did anything happen last week? I don't know. Okay, here are the stories.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 561 on the topic of bus. My story this week is called The Wheels on the Bus. Phil's son was 8, and Phil loved him very much. This is why, against his better judgment, Phil volunteered to be a parent chaperone for the class field trip to the Science Museum in Middleburg, the nearest big town. 38-year-olds, 2 parents, a teacher, and 1 frazzled bus driver in a single vehicle. Phil had also forgotten that the Science Museum was about 50 miles from the school. After the 15th round of the wheels on the bus go round and round, Phil snapped. He remained in a catatonic state until delivered home. Only then did he come around, revived by copious quantities of beer. As a result of the trip, Phil never boarded a bus again. And that's it for me this week. I'm hoping never to board a bus again either, even though I haven't heard wheels on the bus in a while. Oh God, now it's stuck in my head. At any rate, I'll talk to everyone next week.
Happy Sunday. I hope you're having a great weekend. Munzee back with another story, if that's a thing you're interested in hearing. Let's go! The Party Bus, Volume 2. There will come a day when you'll want off the party bus. Not forever, of course not, but for a while. You'll realize that you're not as young as you were, and that the party bus lifestyle is no longer something you can live full-time. There's no need to feel ashamed. It's part of growing up. And when the time comes, accept it with grace. Pull over, get off, and don't look back as it pulls away. Feel neither guilt nor shame. 'Cause while there ain't no party like a party bus party, still, a party bus party must stop. Broken Escalator tweets at Munzee Munzee and, as a quick party bus related check-in, no, I still haven't. Talk again next week.
Uncle Ralph dug the hole with his Cat 416 backhoe. After the hole was dug, an old 61-passenger bus was slid into the hole. We used the bus as a clubhouse through middle and high school. A large hatch and a ladder was constructed under a disguised trapdoor on the forest floor, and several vents were neatly and cleverly hidden inside hollow trees. We opened up membership to our exclusive club and sold time inside the bus to locals that wanted a private, secure place to partake of their dalliances and drug use. The bus is still there.
Good morning, it's Richard, and here's my story, Bus. My father was a bus conductor. He wasn't employed by the bus company, neither did he inspect tickets. In fact, it's true that he never boarded a bus in any official capacity. Neither, for that matter, did the rest of the band. The percussionists sat on the back seat, brass and woodwind on the left, strings to the right, and Dad would stand by the luggage rack, holding on to the straps for dear life. In the end, the bus company banned them, of course. Not because of the noise, but because there was never any room to carry passengers. That's it. Speak to you next week. Goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzy here, and this is my story for this week. Right by the bus stop, Roger noticed a strange flower. It seemed to have grown exponentially overnight. He walked closer and noticed the flower was panting. Suddenly, it spat out some bones. Roger jumped back, alarmed, hiding behind the glass of the bus stop. Those looked like fingers, he thought. Where's the damn bus? The following morning, the reports on TV were slightly intriguing. A whole bus and the young man waiting at the bus stop had mysteriously vanished. I think we have finally developed it right. We are ready to take over that miserable planet. Start the countdown. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcuff.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, night people. Tommy here. And my story this evening is called In the Long Haul. Jack had been wedged into a Greyhound seat between the window and an 80-year-old farmer for the last 2 days. Said farmer was only going as far as Omaha, but he had spent hour upon hour describing all the places he had visited in Chicago in 1917, always ended with a punctuation, probably torn down. When the seat had become empty in Nebraska, the gods of crappy bus trips didn't fail to deliver. An ex-grade school teacher from Omaha who remembered the name of every single student she had taught and was quite happy to share it with Jack. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. We used to sing songs on the bus. A happy bunch of kids, without a care in the world, heading off to school. Or should I say, a happy bunch of kids. And one crazy, disturbed bus driver. He hated those songs, and he hated us kids. Hated us with the passion to find reason, which ultimately caused him to snap. That fateful day, the school bus, with all on board, plummeted from the cliff road. The school run finally silenced. But not quite. We still sing our songs, tormenting the driver. Only now, he must suffer them. For all eternity.
Hello. This is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com and I have a cold. If I was Lawrence, I would just suck it up and record like normal. But, I'm not Lawrence, so I'm going to be a baby and have the computer read my entry for the weekly challenge number 561 with a prompt of bus. Here's my story. My plan for when I finally lose my mind is that I'll use my social security check to get a small apartment downtown and a monthly bus pass. Every day, I'll ride the bus to the shopping mall wearing swimming goggles, a Speedo, and a beach towel wrapped around my shoulders for my superhero cape. I'll spend my day eating mall food, assisting the mall cops apprehend criminals, walking around the mall addressing all the shoppers as citizen, and other superhero activities. Just because I'm crazy doesn't mean I can't have fun or spend my time doing something worthwhile. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next week.
Tour of Resino here with a story on the subject, bus. The Routemaster was the best bus ever made, he said, with a gleam in his eyes. Built for efficient maintenance. Did you know it only takes 20 minutes to swap out the engine? But people say it's old-fashioned. They go for fads like bendy buses and driver-only. No romance. Bradford City Council still uses the Routemaster, and not only do I know the bus manager there, he knows me, and sometimes I can help him get hold of spare parts. You just try finding an original stainless steel throttle bracket these days. That's the last time I date a bus spotter.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Organizers fill the school bus and hand out signs as the driver carries the group across the city to the protest. As the passengers exit, the organizers tell each, you'll get your $50 when the protest is over and you hand back your sign. They join the others and the organizers send the bus back to the pickup point to get more. 20 school buses running a circuit all morning long until they run out of fuel. We'll be back, the organizers say, and they abandon the bus. At the end of the day, the organizers watch the news and laugh.
And there you have it. A bunch of stories on the topic of bus. Are you getting on the bus? Well, you can find the stop at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Did I say that right? oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Sometimes I get a little foggy on Sunday? No, Sunday morning. I can't drink coffee anymore, so yeah, you should try decaf. Well, that's kind of not the point. But I am doing laundry. I just forgot to set my timer. What's the next topic? Oh, it's up on the site. It's a pick two. You can see the list there. The great thing is you can write pretty much anything and then just say, well, these were inspired by the list. And then move on to the one and then next week. Thank you all for being a part of this. Sometimes I get a little foggy, a grumpy, whatever. We'll get through it. The weather has been okay. A lot of rain, but it's been relatively warm for a January instead of bleh. You know, as long as you don't have to drive. So thank you all for being a part of this, listening and writing and such, and feel free to let others know or not, whatever. Too many cooks spoil the broth, as we all know. Too many cooks, too many cooks. And that's it. So I'll see y'all next week. And until then, as always, keep it brief.